This could be the most terrifying sight in the solar system. Clear skies above a bottomless pit. An infernal drop into the depths of Jupiter's endless sky.
You may have raindrops evaporating into the hot interior of Jupiter, but there's no ocean down there. There's nothing but just hot, more hot atmosphere.
Transmission was lost about 100 miles below the cloud tops.
Just hours after we lost contact with the probe, it descended into part of the atmosphere where the probe material itself would have started evaporating. So in sort of a Zen closure, our atmospheric probe became part of the atmosphere it was studying.
Heroic as the descent was, the probe penetrated only the outermost onion skin of Jupiter. Peel back the layers that Galileo couldn't reach, and the mysteries deepen. We must now travel to the very strange heart of Jupiter to answer a true cosmic puzzle. How a gas giant is born. There is no boundary to run into, no concrete surface. But far below the clouds, the pressure squeezes hydrogen from a hot gas atmosphere into a hot liquid ocean. It's deep. Keep going down another 12,000 miles, and the liquid transforms again into something even stranger.
Temperatures and pressures would get to the point where protons lose track of electrons and nuclei lose track of their electrons, and you basically just have a kind of an ionic soup, which is very hard to imagine. It's just like trying to imagine yourself being inside a star, basically. Hydrogen, for instance, goes into what we call a metallic state. It is the electrically conducting fluid that's causing Jupiter's immensely powerful magnetic.